What do we have here? For a moment, I thought I was in the wrong cell. They told me that the two greatest warriors of this pitiful kingdom were in here. They told me that these two fought long and hard, killing many of my men. But all I see here are two miserable little maggots who are apparently too proud to take an oath of loyalty to me. Yes, that's right. I am Artemisia the Endless, destroyer of worlds, your new queen. You both served your previous master very gallantly, yes. But look where it got you. Here, in this dank little dungeon. So perhaps it's time to make better choices for your future. Now, my servants also tell me that the two of you are betrothed to each other. Is this true? You will speak when spoken to, maggots, and you will speak up. Is this true? Ah, how precious. Such a shame it will no longer happen. Since now, of course, you'll both be shipped off to our labor camps for the reconstruction of your kingdom. Tragic, really. To see people in the prime of their youth pulled from one another. But, oh well, you had your chance to swear fealty. Your future is set. Unless, well, I suppose there is one other option. A way you might be able to stay together. Would you like to hear it? Speak up. Ask me sweetly. Say, tell us how we can stay together, my queen. Good, maggots. I do love it when you call me my queen. It just drips off the tongue. Don't you agree? Now, as I'm sure you're aware, life in this world is difficult, but it need not be that way. All one has to do is submit, and you'll find it can unlock a world of pleasure. And at the end of the day, that's what my whole conquest is about. Pleasure. You see, my subjects worship me because I teach them to unlock their own inner power. The flames of the loins. The power that religious zealots like your former king worked so hard to squash. Yes, everything you've heard about me and my kingdom is true. It is a place of hedonistic delights, of depraved parties, the likes of which you have only imagined. And, my dear maggots, I'm sure you have imagined them. Which brings me to my offer. I keep, in my retinue, a group of traveling sluts. My own personal stock of sex dolls. For, contrary to what you may have heard, I do not first use violence against enemies. No. I enter into new kingdoms with my harem, and we first persuade those who stand against us to join our ranks. And, as it so happens, I now have an opening for two new dolls. And I wonder, could that be you? You don't have to, of course. There's always the labor camps. But somehow, I think that deep down, you want to. You see, I happen to know that your kingdom forbids sex before marriage, which means the two of you have yet to consummate. It's really no wonder you all fought so fiercely. All your sexual energy was being channeled into rage. But now, my darlings, I'd like to see you channel it into another. If you're interested in this, I want you to show me what you can do to one another. And if I'm impressed, perhaps I'll take you into my stable of whores. Now, you there, the girl, I'm going to call you slut. And you, handsome, I'm going to call you whore. And the two of you, as I said, will call me my queen. Now, slut, go to your man. I want you to get very close to his face. Close enough that you can feel the hot of each other's breath. No? No. Don't touch. I want you to hold here until you can feel the heat off his body. And you, whore boy, I want you now to move your focus to her neck. Can you see the flush of her skin? Can you see the blood rising to the surface just at the thought of you? She's thought about your cock for years. She's thinking about it right now. Now, move your lips towards that neck of hers. Don't touch her yet. Just breathe. Warm her skin with your breath. Yes, slut. It makes you want to moan, doesn't it? Now, whore boy, slowly, I want you to kiss her neck. Really pucker your lips so she can feel the softness of them. Good. Keep kissing her there. Open your mouth a little wider. Let her feel the eagerness of your tongue. Move your kisses up and down her neck. Take her just below the ear, where her jaw meets her neck. Yes. Do you see how much she likes that? Tell us how much you like that, slut. Yes. Good girl. This isn't so hard, is it? You just want to be a good girl for your queen, don't you? Now, slut, show a whore boy how you like to kiss his neck too. Kiss him there. Ooh. Aren't her lips soft? Can you imagine them around your cock? Can you imagine her adorable little eyes staring up at you as her lips just ride up and down your hard cock? Good. Good. Now, oh boy, I want you to take her hair in the back of your hand, grip it firmly. Hold her head there against your neck. Now pull her back and give her a kiss on the lips. You two. You're so good. You're such naturals. You've been waiting years to do this, haven't you?
Keep kissing.
I don't recall saying you could stop. Yes. Watching the two of you kiss is making me so... wet. But I think we can do better than mere kisses. I think it's time you continued learning about each other's bodies. Whore boy, I want you now to put your hands on her waist. Feel it. Feel the small of her body there. How she curves. Beautiful, isn't it? Now, slide your hands up to her breasts. Ah, soft yet supple, aren't they? Such a shame that shirt is in the way, don't you think? Yes. Why don't you take it off? Oh, and get rid of that undergarment too. She won't be needing that anymore. In fact, the two of you might never need any clothes again. Except, of course, for a collar. I love my pets naked all the time. So exposed and available for anyone who wants to use them. Kiss her nipples now, whore boy. Suck them into your mouth and flick them with your tongue. Let me hear your moan, slut. Oh, come on. I think you can do better than that. I told you to moan. Good. Thank me, slut. Thank your queen. Yes. You're such a good girl. Oh, the two of you are doing so well. Keep this up, and I will keep you. Just imagine your future. Lavish parties where I lead you around on a leash. At first, it'll just be the two of you fucking one another for the guests' entertainment. But soon you'll want more than that. Perhaps you already do. Tell me, slut, have you ever imagined what it might be like to take two cocks? Have you ever imagined having your mouth full of one man's dick while another plows your pussy? Yes, I knew you were a filthy girl the moment I laid eyes on you. Now, slut, take off your partner's shirt and kiss his chest. Run your tongue over each and every crevice of his body. I bet you've thought about it too, you whore boy. I bet you fantasized about your partner getting fucked by someone else. Perhaps another woman. Maybe even me. I bet you've been fantasizing about it this whole time, haven't you? I bet you'd love to sit over there in that corner and stroke your little cock while I smother your partner's face with my cunt. Well, there'll be time for that and more in my kingdom, you whores.
Take off your pants, both of you. I want to see you each naked and groveling before me.
You're both so beautiful. What bodies? Do you see how excited you've made each other? Look at how hard his cock is. And look at her dripping cunt. Reach out and touch her pussy with your fingers. Do you feel how wet she is? Oh, she loves this. And go ahead, slut. Touch his cock. Wrap your fingers around it. Stroke it. Look into his eyes while you do it. Tell me, slut, do you want to taste his cock? Good. On your back, whore boy. Slut, take him into your mouth. Oh, yes. That feels good, doesn't it? And just imagine now, slut, if another man was fucking you while you sucked on your lover's cock. Imagine if I was fucking you while you went down on your lover's cock. All right, slut. On your back. It's time for whore boy to show us how hungry all of this talk of me fucking you has made him. Whore boy, I want you to take your tongue and run it from the bottom of her cunt all the way to the top. Big, slow licks with lots of pressure. Really luxuriate in her and show her how much you love her flavor. Good. Good. Such a good boy. Now, this time as you arrive to her clit, suck it towards your mouth, carefully, gently. She's very sensitive, isn't she? Yes. Just listen to her moan and give her clit a few flicks with your tongue. Well done. Now, it's time for the moment we've all been waiting for. Boy toy, position yourself just outside her cunt. tease the lips of her pussy with your hard member. Now, slowly guide yourself inside her. Be very slow with this. Ease in. Let her feel the girth of your cock. Let her really luxuriate in the first sense of you. And slut, once you're comfortable, wrap your whole body around him. Now, whore boy, begin to slide in and out of her. Yes, just like that. In and out. Slowly at first. Now building. Really thrust from your groin, whore boy. Put your ass into it. Yes. Fuck her. Oh. You're both so good. Such good boys and girls. I'm going to have to keep you. I can't help myself. Congratulations, my toys, on saving yourselves from the labor camps. You're both my whores now. Now, come for me, both of you. Come for your queen, my sluts. Come for me and seal your fate.